Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomei is Siman Tov Samach Gimel, and we are up to Sif Aleph. Im Mutter Lachroch Shnei Shibolim Yachad VeDinei Karmel. So let's see what this is all about. Sif Aleph. Mutter Lachroch Shnei Shibolim Biyachad. It is permitted to go ahead and singe two ears of, let's say, grain of wheat at the same time, without any concern. And you don't have to worry that even though there is liquid that comes out in the singeing process, that liquid will exit from one of the ears of wheat and go into another one, because the liquid that comes out is the equivalent of mei peros. It's not regular water, it's because it's coming out of the grain itself, out of the ear, the stalk itself. Ve'enam machmitzim. And therefore, it will not be machmitz, the grain kernel that it will then go into when it's being singed together. Now, they used to go ahead and singe these kernels to singe the grains to dry it out. And obviously, in the process, there would be liquid emerging, but he's saying here that since we paskin that made peros, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, and we'll see soon that even the Ramah will be makel in this case, even though normally we say that the Ramah says we do not partake of made peros that was mixed with flour into making a matzah. Here, everyone will be makel, as we're going to see. What's the basic idea? The basic idea is that even if liquid does come out from the stalk into the other stalk, from the ear of grain into the other one, it's considered made peros. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sukkot and Aleph. V'uadin demut la'amid kad shel dagan lachin. You can have a big container of wheat stalks, ears of wheat that are lachim, that are still moist, and put it, the whole container, betoch hatanur, inside an oven that is cham, shehaya asui kloyos, so that it will become parched grain. The yaf shemach maschom hatanur, and even though due to the heat of the oven, alul, it's going to for sure be sheyetzi mayim min hadagan, water will extract from the wheat ears, the kernel, into the betoch hakad, into this container, and it'll be nifloin achakach, and it will absorb afterwards in the kleios, into the parched kernels, ba'kleios kufa, into the kernels itself. Afilu achi, even so, shari, as we said, mitam, for the reason, the meperos ain't machmitzin, the meperos is not going to be machmit, and therefore, you do not have to worry when you want to go ahead and parch the ears of wheat, because any liquid that does come out and goes into the other one, whether it's next to each other, the two ears, and you're singeing them, or you have it in a container together, a bunch of grains, a bunch of, you know, wheat ears of grain, still, you could be makel that whatever is being bailea, if it is being bailea, is going to be mei peros, and therefore it will be mutter. The grains will be mutter, everything will be mutter. You could even use it for matzah. Sif katan, sif beis, vasika. What's vasika? Vasika is shu tafshil. It's a tafshil, some type of food mixture, cooked food mixture. Ha'asui. It's made out of shemen, mishemen, oil, umelach, and salt, together in kemach. You have shemen, which is the equivalent of a fruit juice, salt, and flour. Such a mixture together of flour with oil and salt is going to be mutter, he says, the Shulchan Aruch, as long as there is no water in this cooked dish. That's the Shulchan Aruch condition. However, the Ramah, as we saw a couple of days ago, and we've mentioned it a couple of times already since then, the Ramah goes on, will be done according to us, where we do not allow meperos. We do not allow, and we do not eat made peiros that was mixed with flour, and that's why we don't have egg matzah, the Ashkenazim. So gamzeh also, so too, such a tafshil that was made with pure, that was made with pure made peiros, will not, i.e. shemen, with salt in the flour, will be aser according to the minhag Ashkenaz, to go ahead and do and to partake of, unless, of course, as we said, it's for a, as we said earlier, tough samich beis, unless, of course, it was for an ill person, a chole, or someone who is a zaken, who needs to eat such food. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Misheman u'melach, sif katan beis, the af al gav de melach shalano. Now, what's this mixture? This mixture is a mixture of oil and salt with kemach. So why is that considered a meperos mixture? Don't we hold melach shalanu is machmitz because we view it like water? Like we saw yesterday at the end of Siman Tav Samach Beis, the Sof Siman Tav Samach Beis. So Yesh Lomar, the reason why this is considered a meperos mixture, even though there's melach, is lefishahu muat. Because since the salt is a very small amount, v'nishtana tsuraso mitzuras hamayim, and it's not exactly the same form as actual water itself, so ein bo koach im hashemen. It's not going to have koach with the shemen to go ahead and be machmitz. Aval mayim gemurim, but if something is pure water, we're choshesh chayishinan, even bekoshu, even a little bit of water, that was like the water left over from the rinsing, if you remember, that we are choshesh for, that it's going to be machmitz. V'ashanami, and it says it's possible also here, iika me melach meruba chayishinan. If there would be the may of the melach, there would be a lot of melach in this, then even the Shulchan Aruch would be concerned that this is no longer a fruit juice mixture needed with the flour, but a fruit juice plus water mixture, which would be machmitz. So he says, Sifkat and Gimel, assuming that, as we said, it's just shemen with a little bit of melach, that's a pure fruit juice mixture. He says, Mutter, why the shemen, as we said, oil, havi mei peros, it's like mei peros. And it's a machmitz, it's not machmitz, it's only basriach. Sif katan dalid, but that's assuming shu'ulo yebo mayim. If all there is oil with a shtickle salt and flour, that would be okay according to the Shulchan Aruch. Sif katan dalid, avali yika bo mayim, if there is water, afil koshu, a little bit of water, havi ki mei peros, it's viewed like mei peros, im mayim, mei peros with water, which we say, u machmitz, which we say is machmitz. Ve'in tzarech lomar, im lo haya ba tavshil shemen klal. And for sure, if there was no shemen at all in this flour, rak mayim, all there was water and melach in kemach, then obviously that's a pure water mixture, the vadai, machmitz, it will for sure be machmitz. If it gets cooked together, mamish flour with water. Sifkatan hay. So the Rama said that according to our minag, where we are machmir and mei peros, not to have even matzah made out of mei peros. So here it would for sure also be aser. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Gamze aser imlo letzora chola v'zakin. Unless of course it was for a chola and a zakin who could lay, like I said earlier, in Siman Tav Samach Beis Sif Dalid v'haga in the Rama. Because of achronim and the achronim right. Da'i the sif alif that. What we saw in Sif Aleph, though, as we mentioned earlier, Gam Laharama Shari. Also, according to the Rama, it's permitted. Why? The Milsa Delo Shchichai, because this is something that is not so regular and normal for it to happen. Sheyetzu Amayim Yizeh Lezeh. It's not Shchiach that is actually going to be liquid going from one of the Shibalim to another one of the Shibalim, from one of the ears of grain to the other, that there's going to be liquid extracted and going into the other one and being machmitzit. So, since that's something that's lo shchiach, ve'af im yaitzu, and even if it did come out, halo me'ikar adin, even the Rama holds me'ikar adin, me'peros is ein machmitzin. So, and he says, ve'gam efshar tahad machmir, and he has a third reason to be megil, that the fact that we're machmir but made peros, that's hainu shalot lasos maisa biyadayim. that chumrah is not to actually go ahead and the adayim go ahead and the ma'arev la'arev made peros and kama. You shouldn't go ahead and the adayim mix the made peros with flour. Aval made peros shinasarev the mela, but made peros that just gets mixed up by the way, meaning as a outgrowth of a process of singeing the ears of grain, shavkina lei, we leave it to the dina de mutter. So he gives three reasons why the Ramah would agree in Sif Aleph in the singeing of the ears of grain that one can be make like the Shulchan Aruch and allow those grains, those singed grains and those kernels that were made into crisp, nice kernels in the fire, they'll be okay for three reasons. Even though the Rama normally says that one should be machmir regarding fruit juice with flour and matzah, here, number one, he says that it's a milsa lo shricha, it's something that's lo shchiach, not that normal for there to be water that will come from one ear to the other ear of grain. Number two is that me'ikar ha'din, me'peros, is not machmitz anyway. And number three, the whole chumrah might have only been when it was done via dayim, the mixing of the me'peros with the flour. But here, there was no l'chadchila, mixing of any liquid from one grain, ear of grain into the other. It just was memela, an outgrowth of the singeing process. Therefore, those three reasons allow for the Ramah to be meko. Finally, Sif Gimel, Carmel, she havivin oso ba'or, v'tochanin oso. You have here a situation of Carmel. What's Carmel? Carmel is tender grain that is roasted in fire, she havivin oso ba'or, v'tochanin oso, and then it's ground into flour. One is not allowed to cook that flour. Again, this is flour that was made from tender grain that was roasted in fire and then ground up into the flour. So you can't cook that flour in water. Because perhaps, and there's a concern that the grain might have not roasted well, and since it did not roast well, nimtza machmitz, there's a concern that it will be machmitz kishim mevashlin also. It's a concern that when you go ahead and you cook it in water, it's going to now turn into chametz, because the only thing that would prevent it from becoming chametz is if the kernels, these tender kernels, were roasted extremely well, so that it was totally roasted, then it will no longer become chametz when it gets cooked with water. But if it was not roasted to the full extent, then we are concerned. It's interesting that when we're talking about roasted kernels, there we are choshesh that it wasn't fully roasted, and it maybe when ground, it will still be machmitz, but we are not machmir when matzahs are totally baked. When matzahs are totally baked, we are not machmir for gebrachts, and we go ahead and we would cook matzah after it's baked, and we're not worried that if after it gets mixed in water that it will become chametz. We assume fully baked. Here, when referring to kernels that were roasted, we are clearly machmir that maybe lo nikla ba'or yafet would not roasted properly these caramel kernels, and therefore we have to be concerned that it was machmitz when it was cooked. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura on this. Caramel shemim havin ritzon alomar. This means to say, after Adagin Shalok Far Nikla Bohor, even though the grains were already roasted in fire, Vimkeina Kemach Shalok, therefore the flour that comes from these caramel, who Afoy, it's like it was baked, the Kaimelon, and we hold that Afoy Eno Machmet, we hold that anything that was baked already is no longer going to become Chametz. Afilu Hachi, even so, Aser, we Aser Shema, because the concern is, when it comes to these grains, maybe it did not roast properly, unlike baking the matzah. Sif Katan Ches Kishim Mevashlin also. You have to be concerned when they are cooked. Even if the flour itself gets roasted in the oven. You should not go ahead and cook it in water. Because once again, maybe it did not roast properly. The yavoli de chimos will come to chimos. There are those that are matir to cook the flour that was roasted. Lefi shechom haor sholipo, because the heat of the fire is more dominant on it. Yoser more mimasha sholipo achitim, meaning the heat will roast better in flour than on the actual kernels itself. Biskilu kama achronim, and a number of achronim are maskim sheyesh l'smoch al devrayim, that you could rely on their opinion to the evad shem avar v'asam yemen tashil, that if you went ahead and made some type of dish together with roasted flour, yesh latiro, you can be matir ba'ana o la shoso, you can sell it, be matir ba'ana, or at least to keep it around ad la'achar Pesach, after the Pesach. You shouldn't eat it though. Umatza afuya shenimtza kemach besocha, and what happens if you actually find kemach in a baked matzah, you actually find the flour there, then that for sure also litna barotev, that for sure you can't put into any hot liquid. To also kemach bevadai lo nefiyefa, because if there's any flour batches left in matzah, that for sure was not baked properly. B'mnesha matzah mafsefkes b'na kemach ho'or, because the matzah is going to separate between the flour and the heat of the fire. B'mnasnu oseres atavshil, and if you did put matzah that had some flour patches in it, it would ask the tashil af b'hana, even b'hana. Continuing on in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, v'chein kishemol in akaderos hachadoshos, when a person goes ahead and he adds flour to new pots, meaning perish, and nosin kemach l'toch hamacha l'akos, means you're putting in Pesach dika pots, you're putting flour in it to thicken the food in it. Ein mevashlin bahem, ela matzah afuya, shechazi utadosa. So when adding flour to a food to thicken it in a new pot, you can only use the matzah, you can only use matzah that was ground back into flour, but not actual flour itself. Now what you see here is that the Ramah is explaining Kederos HaChadoshos as just means like kosher Pesach pots. And the actual flour that you are putting in the pot is to thicken the food inside of it. However, Mr. Brewer, and he says, Zeh HaPeirush L'tas HaTor. This opinion of the Ramah is the opinion of the Tor. Aval Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, he actually hitzik Lashon HaRambam. He is bringing Lashon HaRambam. Shekasav, who writes, HaKederes HaChadoshos. What does it mean, Kederes HaChadoshos? Havi, Peirush, what they used to do? They used to be Mevashel B'Kederes HaChadoshos. When they got mamish brand new pots, the Pam Rishona, they would be Mevashel in it, Kemach Umayim. They put flour and water in it to cook. In order to strengthen the insides of the kederu lechazka, to get that flour, in the guts of the kedera, in order to strengthen the pot, and that's why obviously both of these pshatim, whether you go to Tur or the Rambam, you obviously should only go ahead and be mevashel flour that has already been baked mamish from matzah that's been ground back up now into flour, but not regular flour that has not been baked, whether it's pure flour or even the flour that we saw before of flour that was nikla ba'or. It has to be matzah afuya that was reground into flour. Siman tafsam akdal, chardal shenizar v'sochel kemach. Aleph, chardal, mustard, oshar minei tibul, or any other types of dips, sheyesh b'hem mayim, that has water in it, ain't nice thing by him kemach. You're not allowed to go ahead and put flour in it. The nasan l'socha chardal, and if flour was put in it, yochal miyad, you have to eat it right away. Lo yashen hashem miyachmet, you can't keep it around because maybe it'll become chametz. Uveshar minei tibul, and in other dips, kevan she'enan chadin kemo chardal, since they are not sharp like chardal, then vaday hechmitz, then we must assume that they for sure became chametz. V'sarach l'sarfo, and you have to go ahead and burn it. Imhu achar zman iser chametz, if it's after the zman of Iser Chametz. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat Aleph Shar Minei Tibul Shemetavim Behem Basar. Things that you dip your meat into. Veyesh Behem Chometz. It has vinegar in it. Ushar Vad Davar Sheyesh Lo Kiyua. And other sharp type of items. Uregilin Litei Besochan Kemach. And it was normal to go ahead and put inside it flour as well. Shakemach Meschametz Gamkein Al Yidei Kiyua. the kemach also will be machmit even gam kein also when there is this sharp quality to it, this sour quality. Sifkata beis sheyesh b'hem mayim, it has water. That's when it's going to be a problem. The yain b'hem mayim klal, because if there was no water at all in it, then harei me peros, then all this is then is me peros, the vinegar, ve'enam machmitzin, and it will not then become chamet, afilu hein dvarim chamutzin ba'atzman, even if they are sour items in themselves, like vinegar, kemosh akasuv la'el, the semen tafsam beis, ulufi ma shakasuv ha-rama, and according to what the Rama is said back then, la'el, the semen tafsam beis, danan machmirin, the mei peros, levad gamkein. But according to what we hold, like the Rama, that we're machmir also with mei peros, so then the same halacha would apply, even if there isn't water, not to put flour in. Afilo ein behem mayim klal, even if there's no water at all, rak minei tibulin, shenaseh michomei tziyayin, even if their dips just made of vinegar and wine in kemach, gamkein aser, that would also be aser to go ahead and do putting kemach into the dip. And he says, sif katam gimel, if it was done, yochal miyan, you have to eat it right away. Shechozek achardal, ein manicho maher leachmit. Since it's mustard, so the power and the strength of the sharpness of the chardal won't allow it to be machmitz as quickly and or right away. And therefore, as long as you eat it right away, if there was kemach put in this mustard, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you'd be okay if you eat it right away. However, other tibulin that are not sharp like chardal, since kevan she'enam chadin kmo chardal, they're not sharp like chardal, then vada hichmitz, then it will for sure become chametz when you put the flour into the water mixed in with the right, the water mixed in with the dip. We tsarech l'sarfo imhu acher zman iser chametz. And you have to go ahead and burn it. So look at Sifkat and Dalet, Sarach Sarfo, Lav Dafka Sreifa. You don't have to actually burn it. You can get rid of it. Kimo Kimvur El and Simon Tafnam Hey. You can actually get rid of it in any which way. We happen to be, Noyeg Rama says that you should go ahead and burn it when it's after the Shas Isser, even though you can get rid of it in any which way. There are Shitas that say you should burn it after the Shas Isser, and therefore the Rama actually said that that's what should be done. That's what should be done if you find chametz after Shas Isser, so you really should burn it. And now the Rama ends off with Hagah. Now the Rama basically says, this whole sif, when we're talking about chardal, really doesn't apply at all to Ashkenazim, because our minag is not to eat kitnias, and therefore chardal being kitnias, we do not eat it at all. Afilun sarev kodem Pesach, even if it got mixed up before Pesach, we'll see what that means in a second. Why? The Havi community kitnias knowing about Yisrael, because this is like kitnias, which we are knowing the Ashkenazim that it's also to eat, and therefore we do not eat mustard. Sifkatan hey vaminag vatam yishun tchardal hudavar the midgan vahavi kemo kitnias knowing about Yisrael. It's the reason is that chardal is something that you go ahead and you store like grain. You pile it up, and therefore since it's treated like grain, so therefore it's like kitnias that we are knowing bo Yisrael. And sifkatan vav afilu nisarev. And what does this mean? Afilu nisarev kodem Pesach. So he says, ein etzal lomar doesn't mean that shnisarev im kemach, that it got mixed with kemach. The bezek shita, because then it would be pashut the aser mali kodem Pesach over Pesach. What's the difference if it was before Pesach or during Pesach? It's going to be aser because it got mixed with flour. Ella etzal lomar. What this means to say, the nisarev im yain, that it gets mixed up with wine. A ravusa, and the chiddush is the achal gav dibishas erev. Even though when it gets mixed up with wine, okay, it gets ground up and you don't see the wat. No longer looks like kidneys, the mustard. When it comes into Pesach, right? Because after it gets mixed up into like mamish, a mustard dip, you don't really see the kidneys part of it. Even so, it's aser. When we call makom b'diyeved, he says b'diyeved. However, im nafar chardal l'tavshil eino oser. However, if chardal happens to just fall into a cooked dish, it's not going to aser. V'chein muter lahashos chardal ad hachar pesach, and therefore it would be muter also to keep chardal by itself after pesach. Kevan shehu b'li kemach, since it's without any flour. And wine, that chardal was put into it while it was, while the wine itself was fermenting, so that the wine stays sweet and doesn't go ahead and get ruined. Mutter l'shoso, aval lo l'shoso. You can keep it around, but you cannot go ahead and drink it. So basically, the biggest site is that kitnius by itself, you're not allowed to eat. Kitnius, that you lechatchila go ahead and mix it up with other things. So when it's in a tarboves, and you did it dafka to mix the kitnius into that item, so then you're not allowed to go ahead and eat that mixture either. Like if you have wine mixed with it, or here in this case, when you're processing the wine, but as he says, if chardal itself just happens to fall into a mixture, it will be batel, and you will be able to eat the item that the chardal falls into. Ad kan.